WNYC, this is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. I'm taking your calls today, but before we get to that, a quick announcement. We're doing a live taping of The Sporkful at Taste Talks in Brooklyn. I'll be discussing Canadian food and food culture with a great comic, my friend Ophira Eisenberg. She hosts NPR's Ask Me Another, and she's Canadian. And also Canadian chef Maddie Matheson. He hosts the hilarious Vice web video series Keep It Canada. That's coming up real soon, Saturday, September 12th, 2 p.m., Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn. For details and tickets, go to tastetalks.com with a hyphen between taste and talks. Now, let's get to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dan. It's Jane from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm calling because we have quite the debate in our friend group. I am a native Texan, and I have always eaten my enchiladas in the rolled format. However, my friend Ricky is all about the flat enchiladas. She swears by them, and she's a native New Mexican. So we're wondering if you'd be able to kind of settle this debate.
Ricky, are you on the line too?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Jane and Ricky, and Jane says enchiladas should be rolled. And Ricky, you make them flat, almost like more like a lasagna. Is that right?
Sure, yeah.
So first of all, I have to admit I am not an expert on the regional variations of enchiladas. So, like, Ricky, you're from New Mexico. Like, is that the way everyone does it in New Mexico?
You get rolled and flat in New Mexico.
But so it's not like you're the only person who does this.
Not even close.
Okay.
But as a native Texan, I have never seen a flat enchilada.
And tell me about the first time that you guys realized you had this different approach to enchiladas.
One night, Ricky brought over some Hatch chilies from New Mexico, and my roommate and I were talking about how we were going to make some enchiladas the next day with these Hatch chilies. And so we said, oh, yeah, we're going to make some, you know, nice enchiladas and roll them up. And then Ricky was like, no way, you got to make them flat.
And you guys are there, you're in Chapel Hill, you're at UNC grad school?
Yes, we're both in grad school.
What are you getting your degrees in?
I'm getting mine in neurobiology. And I'm getting mine in epidemiology.
Okay. So rolled enchilada, Jane, is neurobiology?
Yes.
So, Jane, at the moment that you first heard Ricky describe flat enchiladas, what happened in your brain?
Anger.
Well, I should say that I study chronic pain disorders. So I started those neural pathways that are associated with pain started lighting up because I just can't imagine eating any enchilada anyway except eating it rolled.
So it hurt you. It actually hurt you.
Yeah, it physically and mentally just, it hurt me.
And Ricky, you're studying to be an epidemiologist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that sort of means that you like trace the paths that different diseases can take. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good take on it.
You're sort of like a disease detective. So put on your detective hat. Look at this, you know, look at this situation and tell me what do you think is going on here?
Well, I think she's just ignorant to the fact that flat is better. And so she so I think, you know, not having tried it before is definitely a huge factor that plays into this game. So.
And Jane, what can your neurobiological expertise teach me about the degree to which our brains are open to new ideas or new experiences as we age?
You know, the mind is it's a plastic thing. So you're able to experience new things and learn new things. But of course, as you get older, those neural pathways that are open for learning become less and less prominent in the brain. And so perhaps that is why, I am only 26, but as a 26-year-old, I am less likely to learn to like flat enchiladas than, say, if I were only a teenager or a young child that was more impressionable.
All right, so we have a lot of ways to look at this issue. First thing I'll say is, like, I'm not going to take a position on like which is more quote unquote authentic. I will say that I personally have only ever had rolled enchiladas having grown up in the Northeast. But I'm less concerned with which is more quote unquote authentic. I'm more concerned with which is better. Because sometimes, you know, tradition can be a wonderful thing to uphold the tradition and do things the way it's always been done. But other times tradition can be a crutch. It can be a barrier to progress. Ricky,
okay.
I consider the flat enchilada to be new to me. So I want you to make the case to me. Why is a flat enchilada, lasagna style, approach to making enchiladas better than rolled enchiladas?
Well, the big thing here is really the ease of making flat enchiladas versus rolled enchiladas. But in my opinion, rolled enchiladas, you don't do anything to the tortilla before you put the filling in. But in flat, you can fry the tortilla before, and it makes it a little bit crispier even before you put it in the oven. And also, let's be honest, cheese is one of the most important parts of the enchilada. And using the flat approach, you can put more cheese and your ratio is just a lot better. So,
Jane, what's your response to that?
I think that she brings some good points to the table. But, you know, Dan, you always talk about bite variety on your show. And one thing that I find with the flat enchiladas is that you don't get that bite variety because each bite that you take is going to basically be composed of the same things. And when you eat a rolled enchilada, what you can get is this variation in your bites as you move along the enchilada. So that first initial bite on the end is going to be more tortilla. It might have more sauce on the side that you scoop up with your fork. But as you move in, then you get more and more filling. You might get some more cheese as you move into the enchilada.
All right, I think that I have something I want to propose to you guys. Jane, when you talked about the rolled enchiladas, I liked your point about bite variety. I agree that bite variety, rolled enchiladas, is a good thing. Ricky, when you talked about your flat enchiladas, I like the point you made about frying the tortillas to add texture and crunch. You know, on the Sporkful here, I love crunch. And I do think that, to me, sometimes that is something that sometimes turns me off of enchiladas, is that they're kind of like monotextural.
Yep.
I think you guys should work on a hybrid.
Oh.
Make the rolled enchiladas in a double-decker formation with a layer of fried tortillas in the middle.
Oh, my God. You know, we are having an enchilada night tonight, and we're battling out between flat and rolled. And so maybe we can do this hybrid variety that you proposed, Dan, and then tell you about it.
Are your friends all amped up for this battle? Are they a lot of people coming over?
Yes. It is a contentious debate with our friends.
All right. Jane and Ricky in Chapel Hill, I want to hear from you again. I want to find out how it went. I want to find out who won between the two, and then I want to find out how the hybrid went over with the crowd.
All right. We can do that.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Thank you.
Coming up, I'll give Jane and Ricky a call back. We'll hear about the results of their enchilada face-off. Enchilada off? Enchilada off. Stick around. Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC. I'm Dan Pashman. You know, you too can be a caller on The Sporkful. Do you have a food grievance that needs airing? Maybe you have an innovation you want to share with me and the larger world of eaters out there. Maybe you have a debate that you need me to settle. I want to hear from you. Drop me a line at dan@sporkful.com, and you can hear yourself in an upcoming episode. Well, I gotta say, right now, I could really go for some enchiladas. I am starving. I'm also really curious to hear what happened with Jane and Ricky's party. So let's get them back on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Jane, it's Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Dan?
Good, good. I wanted to check up on the enchilada experiment. Can you get Ricky on the phone? Can you have her pick up?
Yeah. Ricky. Hello?
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Hey, it's Dan. So, I know you guys had your enchilada party. Tell me what happened.
Everybody came over. We got some opinions. We got some good points. And then the night devolved into an evening where we played some beer pong on the kitchen table. So it was overall a great night.
Nice, nice. And I know that you sent us some clips. You talked to some of your friends and recorded their reactions to the enchiladas. Let's hear a little bit of that.
I'm sort of a messy eater, so with the rolled, I had a distinct starting and end point, and so I did not look like a slob. I had some level of sophistication in front of a large group of people. So from my point of view, I preferred the rolled, but I can't complain about being fed enchiladas.
Each type of preparation had its strengths. I particularly liked the moistness, if you will, of the rolled enchiladas, but the texture of the tortilla with the oven and kind of the chewiness, it gets a little crispy on the flat ones, was also a very strong contender. So at the end of the day, I would eat them both again.
Ultimately, I went with the rolled one because I felt like there was more flavor and more moisture in the middle of it. You know, it kind of blew me away. But I learned that there was some cheating going on with the rolled ones. I heard there was sour cream
and
in
butter.
The rolled ones.
So what was the consensus among your friends on the enchiladas? Was there a clear winner?
As Ricky will point out, I used sour cream in the actual roll of the enchiladas. So that was a whole nother element that was not included in the flat enchiladas. So we think that the sour cream might have like skewed things a little bit. But in addition, the ratio of meat to tortilla was higher in the rolled.
And do you think that was a function of the form of rolled versus flat, or were you just sneaking in a little extra goodness into your rolled enchiladas?
Probably a little bit of both, but I really think that just the actual form of the enchilada as a rolled entity, you're going to just have more meat to tortilla ratio.
But I mean, Ricky, you make the flat ones. I mean, couldn't you have a 1-inch thick layer of filling and then just one thin layer of tortilla? Couldn't the ratios be whatever you want?
Absolutely. I think that, again, is a positive for flat tortillas. Your ratio can be whatever you want. But I actually really enjoyed the sour cream in hers, and I thought it was delicious, and I had never used that before in flat enchiladas. And I will actually take that and put that into mine. Whether it's rolled or flat, and use sour cream in the future.
And Ricky, do you feel like you got a fair shake in this competition with your flat enchiladas?
I did. I mean, they were both delicious. Yeah, they were both really good. Everybody left like fat and happy, you know.
And did you try the hybrid that I had proposed?
All right. So we made a hybrid at the very end, combining this flat with the rolled. And it was delicious. The one thing that I would say is that it's just huge when you make it like that. So you're like really going, when you make that, you're going to be going in for a big meal.
You have to really commit.
Have to commit.
Well, is there an issue with commitment to enchiladas here, ladies? I mean, is that...
No, that is far from the issue.
I mean, this is the second time you're calling into this show about enchiladas. If anyone is committed to enchiladas, I think it should be you.
That's true. We had just eaten our enchiladas before, too. So I think that by the end of it, we were just like, whoa, this is a lot of food.
So I'm the one really who didn't get the fair shake in the competition because you put out my concept last after everyone was already full.
This is true. This is true, Dan. So maybe you'll have to come down and we can like all make hybrid enchiladas once again.
I have to say, though, I think also perhaps maybe I wasn't clear in describing my vision for the hybrid, but I was not suggesting that you make flat enchiladas, rather that you make rolled enchiladas, but that you make two layers, like a bottom layer of rolled and then a top layer. And in between those two layers, you just put the crispy fried corn tortillas that you said are one of the pros of the flat. So it's like a layer of just flat crunch in the middle between the two layers of the rolled. So what I'm envisioning isn't so ridiculously huge. It feels to me like you like took one lasagna and put it on top of another lasagna.
Yeah, maybe we did. We might have done that.
We had a lot of beer.
Right. So not only did you make my creation last, but you also made it while your judgment was impaired.
And our friend's judgment.
Right. No, Dan, I would just like to say that our judgment was enhanced.
I see. Okay, fair enough. So it sounds like we don't have a really clear winner. Do you both still think that your enchiladas are better than the others?
This is Jane saying, I think that they both have their place in this world.
And I think, this is Ricky, and I think if I had to decide based solely on last week, Jane's probably would have won with the sour cream, but I feel like if I had a chance to redeem myself, I could.
Well, as with the last time that we spoke, I am now starving for enchiladas. Every time I talk to you guys, I come away just desperately wanting enchiladas. So I'm going to go eat some enchiladas now.
Okay, please do.
Yes.
Jane and Ricky in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, enjoy your enchiladas.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, friends, that does it for this show. Remember to come see The Sporkful live at Taste Talks with comic Ophira Eisenberg from NPR's Ask Me Another and chef Maddie Matheson, host of the Vice series Keep It Canada. That's Saturday, September 12th, 2 p.m. at the Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn. For details and tickets, go to tastetalks.com with a hyphen between taste and talks. And remember, if you want to be a caller on an upcoming episode of The Sporkful, drop me a line. Let me know what you want to talk about. I'm at dan@sporkful.com. This show is a production of WNYC and The Sporkful. It's produced by Ann Sani and me. We get help from Tim Ruggieri. Our engineers are Irene Trudell and Bill O'Neill. Special thanks to Paula Schumann. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Susan.
And I'm her best friend, Rachel.
She's the one that introduced me to The Sporkful.
We're calling from Scotch Plains, New Jersey to remind you to
eat more,
eat better,
and eat more better.